Across China, this is BBC Learning English.
Hello, this is BBC Learning English. I'm Vicky.
我是陈黎，大家好，欢迎收听我们的英语教学节目。
Today, we're going to be talking about dating.
Dating, 约会，这一定会是个很有趣的话题了。
In fact, we're talking about a particular type of dating, online or internet dating.
在线交友，或称网络约会。也就是人们首先通过网络相识，相互聊天，然后再安排正式见面的一种交友方式。Online, 意思是在线联机。Have you ever tried online dating, Vicky?
Well, no, I haven't. And now I'm married, so I'm not looking for a date. But later on, we're going to talk to some people who have. Some people have been very successful in meeting people online.
I found my partner through online dating.
But first...We spoke to Judy Richards, a sociologist who's done some research with a group of women who are using internet dating. Sometimes people are quite nervous about internet dating sites because they're not sure what kind of people they might meet.
通常人们认为通过网络约会的人都是古怪的，有毛病的。
People sometimes have preconceptions.
Preconceptions, 偏见。
But as Judy explains, there's really no need to worry.
I had my own preconceptions about online dating when I first started my research. Those are very quickly overcome when you do go online and realise, as I did, that the internet is made up of the same people that you would meet in everyday life.
So, in fact, people you meet on the internet are just the same as anybody you might meet anywhere. When you go online, you quickly overcome your preconceptions.
To overcome, 克服、消除。
I had my own preconceptions about online dating when I first started my research. Those are very quickly overcome when you do go online and realise, as I did, that the internet is made up of the same people that you would meet in everyday life.
那么人们为什么选择通过网络来结交异性，而不是像传统的方式那样面对面的交流呢？
We spoke to Callum and Emily, who have both tried internet dating in the past.
Well, I'd been single for quite a while, and a friend of mine who was doing it suggested that I should try it, because she found it an interesting way to meet new people, because despite the fact that London is a huge city and there are millions of people here, it can be surprisingly difficult to meet new people.
看来一些人选择通过网络交友。主要原因是这是一种全新的交友方式，而且很有意思。
As Callum said, even if you live in a big city like London, with millions of people, it can be surprisingly difficult to meet people.
Surprisingly difficult, 困难的使人惊讶。
BBC Learning English.
Now, one thing which is interesting about internet dating sites is that you can reinvent yourself.
Reinvent, 再创造。一个全新的自我。
When you create a profile, you only tell people certain things about yourself.
A profile, 个人简介，也就是一个小的自我介绍。
These ladies constructed a profile of themselves online, first of all, which is a little snapshot, a little potted history of themselves and how they wish to be known at that point in their lives. And...Online, you can actually produce a slightly more idealized version of yourself, if you like.
So, another way of describing your profile is a snapshot.
A snapshot, 通常是照片的另外一种说法，这里解释为个人特征的简单描述。
Or a potted history.
Potted, 意思是简短的。一个简短的个人经历介绍。
As Judy explains, you can create an idealized version of yourself.
Idealized, 理想化的。
These ladies constructed a profile of themselves online, first of all, which is a little snapshot, a little potted history of themselves, and how they wish to be known at that point in their lives. And...Online, you can actually produce a slightly more idealized version of yourself, if you like.
那么是不是说在网络上人们都编造个人简介，互相撒谎呢？
No, not always. But Callum, who's done internet dating in the past, told us some people aren't completely honest.
Honest, 诚实的。
People don't always entirely tell the truth, about themselves. People aren't always, completely honest.About their age, and oftentimes the photos that people have of themselves on the internet site aren't always the most up to date.
所以，有时候人们的确在某些方面撒谎。
They don't tell the truth. For example, about their age. And their photos are sometimes not up to date.
Up to date. 最近的，最新的。
So, some people do lie. But Judy told us that if you really want to meet people through internet dating, then you don't go far from the truth. It's counterproductive.
Counterproductive. 起反作用的，达不到预期目的的。
If you actually want to go on to meet somebody offline, it's rather counterproductive to go online saying you're a 6-foot Swedish blonde.
所以，如果打算和对方见面，就没有理由撒谎。要知道，一旦面对面，一切谎言都会暴露无遗。
And Callum agrees.
There's no point in exaggerating because if you're there genuinely trying to meet somebody, you want somebody to be interested in the person that you are, not in an imaginary person that you invent to make yourself sound more interesting.
没有理由夸大其词。
Exaggerating.
如果你这样做了约见的对方可能对真实的你就根本不感兴趣。
Emily told us that she sometimes found it difficult when she met people face to face who she talked to online.
Face to face, 面对面。
I got on well with people online, but I found that it was a different story face to face because we'd both been putting on an act online.
So Emily got on well with people online.
To get on well.和某人相处愉快。
But when she met them, she found it was a different story.
事情就完全不同了。
She said they were both putting on an act.
他们都显得不自然，有做戏的感觉。
BBC Learning English.
下面我们来复习刚才学到的一些词语。
Preconceptions.
偏见。
Honest.
诚实的。
To tell the truth.
讲述实情
To get on well with someone
和某人相处融洽
To exaggerate
夸大夸张
You're listening to BBC Learning English
So in today's program we're talking about internet dating We've heard that it's an interesting way to meet new people But that sometimes people don't tell the truth about themselves online
但是和只在网络上聊过天的陌生人亲自见面安全吗
Well, it could be dangerous, as somebody could be lying about why they want to meet you, or about what they're like. But it can be safe if you take certain precautions.
Precautions, 警惕。下面是 Judy 的进一步解释。
Internet dating is as safe as you choose to make it. They took precautions such as having their mobile phone on them, telling somebody where they would be, meeting the man in a public place and not getting into a man's car, for example.
所以见面前你最好告诉某人你去的地方带上一个手机在公众场合会面 a public place, 而不是在对方的私家车里。
BBC Learning English.
So, when people go to internet dating sites, are they looking for love or just for fun? Well, perhaps a bit of both. Judy told us about some of the women she spoke to.
Initially, ladies go online, they tend to be looking to replace their partner. They're lonely, they've come out of a long-term relationship, and they're looking for love. But as they grow in confidence, they start to enjoy dating for dating's sake. They're experimenting, they're meeting different kinds of men. And so they're quite happy to have a series of more casual relationships.
So when these ladies went online, they had just finished a long-term relationship.
A long-term relationship, 长期的恋爱关系。
So they're looking for love to replace their partner. They might be lonely.
Lonely, 寂寞的。
But after a while, they started to grow in confidence.
后来他们就开始变得自信起来。
And they enjoyed casual dating and relationships.
Casual, 临时的。
Judy used the expression dating for dating's sake.
这个表达的意思是为了约会而约会。您可以用其他的动名词来替代 dating, 比如 dancing for dancing's sake, eating for eating's sake. 我们使用这个表达时往往是强调某种行为的单纯快乐而没有附加其他的目的。
It's a way of experimenting, by meeting lots of different people.
Experimenting, 一种尝试。
Initially, ladies go online, they tend to be looking to replace their partner. They're lonely, they've come out of a long-term relationship, and they're looking for love. But as they grow in confidence, they start to enjoy dating for dating's sake. As they're experimenting, they're meeting different kinds of men. And so they're quite happy to have a series of more casual relationships.
Callum told us that he started off by having some casual dates.
It was quite interesting because I did get to meet different people, and I went on lots of dates, but none developed into anything very serious.
看来他和许多不同的人都有过网络约会，这个过程很有意思，可是都没有发展成真正意义上的恋爱关系。
But in the end, he did find someone to have a relationship with.
But in the end, I found my partner through online dating.
最后，他还是通过网络找到了自己的伴侣。对 Callum 来说，这是一个好的结局。那么 Emily 的进展又怎么样呢？
I did meet a couple of people. I wasn't very successful in dating. But I made some really good friends who I'm still in touch with now.
So Emily ended up with some good friends via internet dating. It seems internet dating can lead to all sorts of different outcomes. A serious relationship, casual dates, or friendship.
正式的恋爱关系，临时的约会，还有友谊。
There is one more advantage to internet dating. Judy told us that it's much easier if you decide you don't like someone.
If you don't like somebody, a click of a button and they've gone.
所以如果你对对方不感兴趣，只要鼠标点击一下按钮，不和他继续聊天就可以了。
BBC Learning English。
最后，我们来复习节目第二部分中使用的一些词语
：precautions，
警惕
；casual，
临时的
；long term，
长期的
；lonely，
孤单的
；to experiment，
尝试。好了，本期节目就到这里了。
Don't forget, you can visit our website to help improve your English.
地址是www.bbc.co.uk/China, 然后点击学习英文。
And you can email us at chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
别忘了下次节目接着收听学习，再会。
Bye!
BBC Learning English.